This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
A freezing, snowing, sometimes a very windy day in Detroit as the Yankees fall 6-2 in the series opener. They're 6-4 on the season. Now they split the first four games of this six-game road trip. Now on the second leg with a couple of games to go at Comerica Park. Yankees got two on in the first against Casey Mize, interestingly enough, because later in the game, felt like Mize was dominating. But two on in the first inning, and Ben Rice continuing with that plate presence drew a walk to start. Judge and Bellinger flied out softly, but Paul Goldschmidt banged an infield single to third, and that set up first and second, two away. Mize got Jazz to fly to center, so three fly ball outs on a freezing day, top of the first inning, and you get it up into that outfield. It wasn't a jet stream. It wasn't that type of situation today. You had to get it to the right part of the field and probably a low-line drive to sneak one out on a cold day like today. Carlos Rodon, his right, six up, six down dominantly on 22 pitches, struck out three in those first two innings alone, one on the fastball, blew it by Spencer Torkelson to end the first inning, and then to end the second, fan Manny Margot on the curveball and Javi Baez on the changeup. Top three, Yankees looking to back up Rodon with one out. Ben Rice, talk about a red-hot start, red-hot hitter. He golfed a low breaking ball and tripled into the right center field gap, and you could see him kind of huffing and puffing as he got to third base. An exciting moment for Rice, but then he got picked off third with Aaron Judge at the plate. And Judge did walk, but it didn't matter after the pickoff. Bellinger, a soft liner to second, ended the inning. And Aaron Boone telling Susan and reporters earlier, too much of a secondary lead for Rice. Of course, can't get picked off with Aaron Judge at the plate in a sacrifice fly scenario. Of course, Judge can do more than that, but just an out into a run scenario gets picked off of third base. And the snow had stopped essentially, stopped by the bottom of the third. Not any warmer, but no snow. And Rodon, three straight full counts to start the inning. First full count, struck out his third in a row, overpowered Colt Keith with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. But then the 8-9 hitters, Jake Rogers and Ryan Cradler, walked them on full counts. Never a good recipe. And that's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. You can turn to our flagship station, WFAN, tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. You have a chance to win four Yankees tickets, courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. And Rodon did strike out his fifth, Justin Henry Molloy, on a fastball up. But with two down, already having walked the 8-9 hitters, normally Andy Ibañez, who's stepping in, he hits lefties really well, around 800 OPS the last few years against left-handers. That's his calling card. But so far this year, Ibañez 0-for-10 off to a rough start against lefties, and Ibañez took a first-pitch changeup in the dirt, and on the second pitch, rather than changing it up, Rodon went right back to the changeup in the zone, and Ibañez was ready for it. Here's today's electrifying drive of the game.
Spent some time with the Rangers. His pitch swung on, hit down the left field line. That is trouble. That is gone. Andy Ibañez reached down and got it and hooked it and got it just over the second fence out there for a three-run homer, and Detroit jumps out in front.
The electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience the all-new, fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local tri-state Audi dealer today. Top four. Snow much more visible. Yankees trailing 3-0. Snowflakes falling now. Casey Mize had completely settled in. He got Goldschmidt to fly softly to center, struck out Jazz and Volpe, and it was important for the Yankees to get Mize out of his rhythm a bit after Rodon bounced back for a tidy 1-2-3 fourth inning. Just seven pitches for Rodon there. I got the Yankees right back in the dugout. They did kind of get Mize out of his rhythm. Who else but Trent Grisham with a one-out bullet single to right field. Cabrera grounded out to second. Grisham raced up to second. Ben Rice drew his second walk, took the open base, and the third time on base in five innings for Rice here. Two on, two out for Aaron Judge. Yankees looking to get off the schneid.
Judge entering today, 324, six homers and 17 runs batted in. Here's the 0-1, and the pitch. Swung on, hit, left side, into left field. Coming around is Grisham. He'll score. Rice will hold it second. Judge with an RBI. Yankees on the board. It's 3-1 Detroit here in the fifth. His 18th run batted in.
And that leads baseball. Cut the Tiger lead to 3-1. Sun peeking through, brightening up. So optimism abound for the Yankees at that point. They get Mize a little out of his rhythm. They're on the board. The sun's coming out, even though it's still feeling like 24 degrees. But Rodon into trouble. A bottom five after the Yankees couldn't capitalize after Judge's RBI single. Bellinger struck out to end that inning. Rodon, bottom of the order, again, a problem in that fifth inning. Walking the 8-9 hitters back in the third. Well, Cole Keith reaches on an E5 by Oswaldo Cabrera out of the seventh spot. A grounder towards short. Cabrera at third, positioned a little bit over for the lefty hitter. He cut over, booted it. Keith aboard. Then Rodon walked the 8 hitter, Rogers, for a second time after an 8-pitch battle. So with two on, Ryan Kreidler, he laid down a beautiful bunt. And a laser throw from Rodon low, dug out by Goldschmidt, probably prevent a disaster there. But sacrifice successful. Runners to second and third for the leadoff man, Justin Henry Molloy.
In close, infield pitch swung on line drive center field. That will get down. And the first runner went back to third. He's got the second runner right behind him. Here's the throw to the plate. The second runner is safe.
Yeah, that pause by Keith near third gave the Yankees a play on Rogers, hustling home right behind. Coming home from second, Rogers was, but both safe, 5-1 Detroit. That insurance important for Mize, because after the Yankees put a little crack in his day in that fifth inning, he locked right back in. With a four-run lead in the sixth inning, Mize 1-2-3 on nine pitches against Goldie, Jazz, and Volpe. Very impressive. In the seventh, Yankees still trailing 5-1. Happy to see Mize go. The lefty, Tyler Holton, in, and the Yankees came up empty, but could have been a much different inning. This is one of those innings where you look at the box score, tells a much different story than what you watched. Wells scorched a single to center. Trent Grisham gave one a ride, 402-foot fly out to center. And Oswaldo Cabrera worked a full count, fouled off three pitches. Yankees maybe feeling it a little bit here. Ninth pitch to Cabrera.
3-2 to Cabrera. Swung on up the middle, just off the glove of Holton. Flip by Bias to the second baseman, who throws the first with a double play. Get out of here. Are you kidding? 1-6-4-3 double play.
The defensive play of the game there, brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. Inning over, right off Holton's glove. It was drilled and ticketed towards the middle, but instead on the deflection, a pretty double play started by Baez. And the combined exit velocity, speaking of that inning as a whole, three swings in the seventh inning, 303 miles an hour. So it shows you at times, you can hit it, you can't aim it, and the Yankees already behind the eight ball. Couldn't account for it. No runs for the Yanks, and even though Rodon got through six innings after the turbulent fifth, Rodon allowed a leadoff single left on left to Colt Keith in the seventh inning. Rodon lifted for Adam Ottavino, who's just re-signed. He walked Rogers, so three walks total to the eight-hitter Rogers today in three plate appearances. Ottavino did bounce back and struck out Kreidler, but facing the pinch hitter top of the order, Kerry Carpenter, Ottavino walked Carpenter. Bases loaded, Ottavino at that point pulled for Tim Hill. Sizing up the pinch hitter, former Yankee first-round pick Trey Sweeney, left on left for Hill out of the pen, and Hill does what he does. Got a soft ground ball to second, but Jazz's flip nearly sailed into center. Volpe, the lunging snow cone, secured the force out. So another near disaster, not to be, but Keith, with the bases loaded, he did score on the play. Made it a 6-1 Tiger lead. That run charged to Rodon, by the way, because he allowed the leadoff base hit to Keith in that inning. So Rodon, 6-plus innings, 6 hits, not 6 hits, 4 hits, but 6 runs, 5 earned because of the Cabrera error to start the 5th. Rodon struck out 8 and walked 3. So a very uneven line. Rodon would tell you, not good enough. Aaron Boone saying how this length Rodon's given. You think about last start against Arizona as well. Rodon's not out in the second or third inning of these games, maybe like he used to be. There are no blowups here for Rodon. He's spelling the bullpen. He's giving the Yankees, he's resettling efforts, but behind the eight ball, that's a theme today. Yankees, an uphill climb as Rodon, the 6 runs and 5 earned, not good enough. And the Yankees did get one back off Bo Brisky. Tough customer in that 8th inning. 2 out, no one on. Bellinger and Goldschmidt roped singles. And on a routine grounded a second by Jazz, Keith threw it away. Allowed Belly to score, Goldie to go to third, but Volpe flied out to right with 2 on to end that inning. Another theme today, those Yankee chances to maybe break through after a run, 2 out chances, and didn't capitalize on 2 out chances in particular. So you don't fault somebody when there's 2 on, 2 out, but in games where you bust through, those are base hits and not flyouts. Tim Hill, who put the 7th inning fire completely out, more strong work in the 8th. Strikeout, 2 grounders, sandwich in between a Zach McKinstry slap single, but nothing to write home about for the Tigers off Tim Hill. 6-2 game into the 9th, and former Yankee Tommy Canley against 7-8-9. Easy breezy. Couple of strikeouts to the leadoff man Wells and the 9-hitter Cabrera. Easily retired 7-8-9 to end this game. The Yankees fall 6-2 in the series opener. If you missed any part of the highlights, we have Yankees Rewind. Catch a segment on demand on the free Odyssey app anytime. It's any big moment on WFAN Yankees Radio this year. Any point. A quick way to catch up on everything that happened. Maybe a quick snapshot of what went down. It's Yankees Rewind on the free Odyssey app right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage from our flagship WFAN. Coming up, we'll hear from the Yankee manager, Aaron Boone. Think you have the postgame to make the postgame? Hit us up on X, Instagram, and Facebook at WFAN660 with your take on all the action. Read the best posts about today's game against Detroit every game right here during Yankees postgame on The Fan. The Tigers 6, the Yankees 2 in the series opener. Yankees fall to 6-4 on the year. Now 2-2 through 4 games of this 6-game road trip through Pittsburgh and through Detroit. On the Verizon Yankees postgame show, WFAN Yankees Radio.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.